Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. In order to live a life that magnifies the Lord, our worship must be God-centered. And we see this in the song that Mary sings in Luke chapter 1. Worship is a response to the truth of who God is. It is a response to His attributes. So look at what Mary says in verses 46 through 50. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He has looked on the humble estate of His servant. For behold, from now on all generations will call me blessed, for He who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. And His mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation. Did you notice what prompted Mary's song? Mary is singing because she says the Lord has looked upon her humble estate. The word for look means to look attentively with implication of personal care. She's responding to the fact that God has seen her humble estate and saved her from it. Now, when she says humble estate, she's not referring to her own disposition of humility or her kindness. She is talking about her nothingness and unworthiness, her insignificance. He has saved me from the nothingness that I am. He has saved me from my ruin. That's what Mary is saying. Cliff, how do you know this is what Mary is talking about? Well, look at how she contrasts herself with God. She is humble, poor, weak, unworthy, but God is mighty and strong, and holy is His name. So do you see this in the text? Here is a God who is all-powerful, yet He is still merciful. His power highlights His mercy, and Mary understands this. She knows the gulf that existed between her and God. She knows Job 26 that says that we have only seen the outskirts of His power and have only heard Him whisper. And yet, in all that power and strength and authority and sovereignty, He still does great things for me. But she goes on from there. It's not only personal to Mary, it's available to all those who fear God. In other words, all those who recognize who God is and who they are in light of who God is, who turn to God in repentance and faith, they will receive the mercy of God. And He does this through His Son, Jesus. God's mercy is available through Jesus, and He will save all who fear Him rightly. So we have reason to echo Mary, saying, "My soul magnifies the Lord." So magnify the Lord. Because the sky's not telling the story of the hottest sports team. Magnify the Lord because the sun is not radiating the glory of the latest blockbuster movie. Magnify the Lord because the earth is not shouting about your fame. Magnify the Lord. As you pray today, please remember Jairo Bonilla and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Costa Rica. And also remember the Garifuna LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Belize, Guatemala, and Honduras.